Okay, there we go. But did it kick the transcriber bot? It did. Can we turn on subtitles? Start subtitles. Okay, there we go. Alright. I think we're ready to start. Okay, so I guess no new people here, so we don't need to go through the introduction notes of signing the CCG agreement. Let's start with Trace Vocab Week. And go to pull requests. And there is only one pull request open for me. This is a work in progress. This is a specific, narrowly defined invoice for CFDI invoice for Mexico. This is their digital invoicing, standard. And this is kind of creating a compatibility layer between, verified credentials and their digital invoices. So it's kind of redundant, but, just we have feedback from customers and trying to do that. So this will probably be ready for next week's meeting.
Awesome.
And if we go, are there any pull requests over on Trace Interop? There are two. So one is a draft from NIS. NIS is not here this week. We'll give him one more week to do that. And then the second one is pull 603 from Mahmood, which has no reviews on it yet. So this is, let's see, Chris, did you want to jump in on that?
I have not had a chance to review this yet, so I'm just taking a quick look. I would say one issue here is that it looks like the report index has been committed, which I don't think was intended. I'm not 100% sure on that. Hang on. Yeah, it looks like a new file. That's generated. That should not be in a PR.
All right, but otherwise,
there's also, it looks like a client secret was committed in the run.sh.
Oh, hey, right. Yeah, client ID, client secret. That's not a good thing to have. So I guess we can give feedback, but it looks, so the two things are Agility README and Python 3.9.11 and reports.index. So what's actually being changed? Oh, issue key using, so it's just removing the one line from Agility.README, right?
Yeah, that seems to be the only substantive change there. And then he has the question as to whether or not we should just remove this whole tutorial as an alternate.
Okay. Well, I think that might be a separate issue of what agility tests do we need for verified credentials 2.0, but,
yeah. It looks like this is, yeah, the issue 562 is for removing JSON Web Signature 2020 as that item, work item's been withdrawn, so it makes sense to make that modification for sure in the README. The question is to whether or not we should remove this entirely, this tutorial. I agree, I think we should perhaps propose that to a larger group.
Okay. Is that on the issue? Let me double check. Remove. Yes, so this is on the issue 562. Switch to. We had agility tutorial update 3 weeks ago. Okay, I think we can. Well, I think this pull request addresses issue 562, and if we want to create a different issue, we can create one for removing the entire tutorial, right?
I think that makes sense. Although Mahmoud did comment on 562 that the first PR should also remove ED 25519 signature 2018. Which he has not done. So, that's potentially why he maybe asked if we should just remove this tutorial entirely.
Okay.
But either way, right. I would definitely have some change requests here. The index shouldn't be there and you certainly shouldn't be committing client secrets. So probably want to rotate that.
Yep. All right, so that's it for pull requests this week. Do we want to go ahead? Any agenda items that we want to bring up? We can go directly into issues and sort by least recently updated.
Sorry, just making a note on this issue here.
Okay. So this is replace traceability hashtag product with schema.org/product. I think what kind of depends, are we asserting that this is the exact same thing as product? Because if our product diverges from their product, then we're, you know, defining new things under their attributes versus having our own, which can have attributes that say, hey, this is the same thing as schema.org.
Yeah, does anyone know whether or not our product is different than schema.org's product?
Without looking, I would probably say that they're different.
Yeah.
If these are cases where the properties being defined are references to Measure.io products, I think it is kind of the norm to, when we are referencing one of our own schemas, use traceability hashtag.
I think it might be good to get some more information on where this is being used, maybe a link into the code, and also see whether or not we are defining this item or just referencing it.
Added a comment on the issue. That seems like a more nuanced JSON-LD example. But I would imagine that a lot of these pull requests here are going to be nuanced JSON-LD examples. Let's see, conflated units, weight versus net weight, XSD double versus XSD decimal. This one is currently assigned to Mahmood. Five, 531. Mahmood is currently aside. So all the places to use weight can be found where measurative or quantitative value should be correct structural perspective. All places weight yeah, currently use strings have child numbers, so those should all be changed. So it looks like this is just waiting for PR, I guess, if Mahmood has a suggested.
Yeah, it sounds like he has a path forward here, and perhaps this is ready.
All right, we'll just mark this as ready for PR, and the mood isn't on the call to get the ping of shame, but my ping of shame is coming up in a few issues, so not one to talk. All right, so next is issue 811. Looks like this is from me. Semantic issue for commercial invoice. From 808, we deleted perform invoice, that a Boolean tag for commercial invoice credential. Boolean works in schema land, but it's bad for semantics. Propose how semantics could be better applied to the Boolean flag. I mean, I think the main thing here is, you know, who's consuming the JSON-LD view on these credentials? Yes.
So I, when you say this is a semantic issue, how can you elaborate on that? Is it because commercial invoice credential isn't necessarily a question that can be answered by a Boolean, or?
I think it's, if you were to imagine of converting this into a graph, a commercial invoice, you know, will have a type as the primary node. So if you want to say you had a commercial invoice and a proforma invoice, you'd have two nodes that would both be labeled invoice, invoice. For the type in how they look. You know, you'd have to go through and look at, okay, type invoice, and then on top of that, search for this attribute, perform invoice true. So, you know, say you had, you know, 10 perform invoices and like 20 invoices, it would just show up as 30 invoices as nodes, which could probably be misleading.
Got it.
But I, you know, this, I think this would be better handled for, you know, someone like Nis or, Vlad, who's consuming the, JSON-LD, and they say like, hey, I converted this to nodes, so it would be better if the nodes look like this.
Okay, should we ping them to get some assistance?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and ping this on this. Okay. Update bank account verified credentials have to include commercial status section. Oh, interesting. So this is, so a bank account can be revoked effectively?
yeah, it might be good if this person commented on why they wanted to add this.
Okay, added a comment to confirm in normal human language what's going on here rather than just kind of adjacent. If we get confirmation on that, we can probably add a ready for PR label on this, but let's cycle back to that next trace vocab section. Well, it looks like there are two. Okay, I guess it's good to have this on the call to say, is this a dupe of the previous one? Okay, and then if we get confirmation from that, we can go ahead and close the duplicate.
Agreed.
Avoid schema.org data types. What is this assigned to me? Let's see. Schema.org data types should be avoided because they're not indexed by semantic repositories and are harmful for interoperability. See schema.org discussion, funded by Jacobs, that 70% of schema date found in the wild are in fact XSD date and not schema date time. Okay, so this is a specific type. Please action. When all the daytime addresses are closed, separate issue is filed. Okay, so I'm going to create a checklist for me. First thing I need to do is scan through the code to find where it's being used, and then from there it would be to either open a pull request or edit, or probably first edit the issue to make the action items very clear, and then have a pull request that addresses those specific items.
Is he suggesting that we not use any schema.org data type or just a date time? It looks like any schema.org data type.
Do we want to edit the issue name to address that?
I don't think so. I mean, in his initial comment, he is grepping for schema.org date, number, Boolean, text, time, and URL. So it sounds like he is, in fact, talking about all data types. Whereas Ori suggested that the issue can be closed when all date time types are addressed.
Let's see. I think it would be a lot easier to keep this narrow and just focus on the date time aspect. And if there are other specific ones that come up, look for, create other issues for those.
I would think that his intention was to, in fact, specify all of these and that we should create issues for them before closing this.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm going to take the easy word way out on this and say, I think the action item for me is to create grep and create a task list of specifically what needs to be changed for all these, and then create the issue that could be tackled.
Okay. So
I think that works. So basically with date time, there's a specific proposal for what needs to be addressed with that. And then the other ones we could say, okay, we found these instances. What should these instances be changed to? I think that should work. Okay. Next is issue 462. So this is, okay, this is my issue. And this is, I think this is effectively outdated now that we're inlining all the credentials. Before, we were kind of going for the style of, invoice contains a product, product contains a commodity of like linking. The problem is that that kind of approach of creating, smaller units means that the size of our credentials like ballooned exponentially with stuff that wasn't needed. And so I proposed that we should do that, but, Mahmood assigned himself to this. We put it as pending close last one. I'm going to go ahead and close this issue, and if someone wants to resurrect it, they can.
Makes sense.
Awesome. Okay. Next one is, let's add a section on GS1. This is pretty straightforward. Corey made the comment, Paul said I can take this, and then we can just ping Paul and send any updates. See, is there anything else we want to do on this issue on the call, or is that enough?
I think that's good.
All right, just ping. All right, next one is 702. This is reflect UUID requirements from Trace Interop. So specs have drifted, presentation must be synced with presentation credentials. Credential examples must be updated to use only UUIDs. Looking for volunteers on this, might have resolving IDs we need to be able to fit in. I think currently the only requirement that we have is an IRI. Do you want to create a very specific regex for the kind of URN that the format needs to be in?
I'm not sure on this one.
Let's ask the question on the issue. Okay, I see a question on the issue, and we can kind of move on. All right, next one is 270. Is link data mapping props versus classes? No one is assigned. We have some mistakes in semantics. We have a lot of back and forth on the thread. And we're trying to ping Vlad to get some, clarification, but that was back in June with no more updates on Vlad. And Ori suggested closing this in March. So I guess we just want to add the label of pending close. There's no more updates on this thread.
Yeah, I mean, this has just been languishing for so long, but I mean, at the same time, Ori did acknowledge that these were bugs that needed to be fixed, so I'd hate to lose sight of that.
I mean, I agree, but, you know, it's kind of, it's also kind of frustrating for, you know, Vlad to come in and say, oh, this sucks, and it's like, okay, you know, we agree, we acknowledge that, what should we do? And then we just kind of get ghosted on,
true.
You know, on the actual path forward for it. So, I'm going to go ahead and put a pen in close, and, if there's no more updates next time we see this, we can, think, but you know, I completely agree. I would want to get feedback rather than actually closing this.
Yeah. It's okay. Makes sense.
And go back. Let's see. Next one is 822 from Paul Pett. And this is pointing back to 815. So this is singular versus plural. Ted, can you?
Yeah, this is just a best practices question. Singular is generally preferable to plural in naming a thing like this. It's not a big deal. Many people consider the word instructions to be singular.
Okay. Put a comment on that, and this is from 8. So let's see, where is this change being applied? Update requirements, replace presentation. Is this in the respec document?
Oh, golly, I don't remember.
Let's see. It looks like also separate VR, so it looks like it is in the respec document. Let's see, it says holder should ensure the previous presentation was accepted before presenting an instructions presentation. Within instructions properties are included the each array of credentials ID. Is this even in the standard as it is? For which property indicates the should be performed on the credentials defined in the specification named are update and delete.
Can you link to the respec document draft that you're commenting on the issue in the chat?
Yeah. Let's see. Yes. And this is the issue. Let's open the respec document.
Okay. Yeah, now I made mostly just the respec document because I think I know what this is. So there was pull request that was merged that was supposed to cover updates to previous presentations. And then there was debate around different, more complicated versions of that that I don't think got clear consensus. It sounds to me like potentially the respec document contains text that doesn't reflect consensus that needs to be removed. It's kind of like the high level overview.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that. Looks like this section is 5.1.6. And this is the update remove presentations part.
This seems fine to me. So the respec document seems correct. The issue seems stale. and I might suggest just closing the issue.
Okay. Let's see. Instructions are not included here.
No. Right. They were included in Mike's proposed thing that never got consensus and that didn't get merged. So we have an issue filed on something that isn't in the document. So the issue is sort of stale and regarding a discussion that was resolved by not doing the more complicated and confusing thing.
Okay. Going ahead and closing with comments. Okay. The next one is resell sections link data instruction. Here we go. Next one is 271. Okay. Another one from Vlad. Forensic example in 270 has two more problems. Purchase does not exist, even if it did. I don't see how a purchase can be semantically equivalent to related documents. Purchase is an event. A lot of discussion. And then come down to it. Looks like we actually have the last comment is from Vlad. Attachment shows 161 schema terms traceability schemas. You make a new head request for each of these URIs and see whether they resolve. Here's a mistake, lowercase term is a property, it cannot be used as add type. Can anyone summarize what's going on in this thread? The answer seems to be no.
Are we still talking about 271?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's basically just a high-level comment. We're not using RDF predicates and types consistently or correctly. And, for this kind of issue, it's always kind of hard to resolve these because, concretely, you might have a problem in a specific RDF data model instance that you would want to correct. But in the abstract, you're just dealing with, varying degrees of correctness in your JSON-LD definitions. I guess I would suggest closing any kind of issues that are like fix everything and instead file specific issues for cases where the RDF data model instance has some flaw that you're trying to correct. So, for example, if you use type identifier, incorrectly in some credential that you care deeply about, then you would go fix it in that credential. But you might not go fix that kind of RDF stuff in the abstract in all places. My recommendation would be to close it because it's an inactionable issue that basically just covers improve things everywhere, which is, you do want to do that, but it's kind of hard to use the issue to track it. And I don't think someone's going to close this particular issue the way that it's written.
I agree. You were talking about scanning back through it twice, and it looks like Vlad forced the issue to be reopened twice again. And so I think we want to have narrow issues around a specific scope. Okay. Wrong use of item list. Yes. 569. Another one from Vlad. Going to scroll down to the last issue. Removing type schema org item list. I'm afraid that doesn't fix it. Example from revocation list status. Several mistakes here. Revocation list index is an integer position, so it should map the schema position made integer.
This is all declined to implement because it's controlled by a W3C technical recommendation now. So Like, we're not in control of, we don't define this stuff anymore. We just need to cite the work item that does define this. I'm going to share here in the issue. Basically, I shared a link to the W3C repo, and I said we should close the issue because we're not defining revocation list related stuff. That's the W3C's area now.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and close the issue. And Vlad can comment and reopen if we need to, but I kind of want to be aggressive about closing that if it's not our work item.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to make corrections, he should make them to the W3C work item so everyone who implements that spec can benefit.
All right. Next one is 575, conflation of value. Similar to 571, some schemas pass several terms to schema value, which makes it impossible to distinguish these values between RDF. So total order value. So numbers are not distinguishable. Looks like Vivian was assigned to this, but she's not on these calls anymore. So we
For this one, my recommendation would be each company, you know, should confirm the credentials that they care about are defined correctly, and then they should open issues for any problems in their specific credentials that they care about. And it is real. Like, we should fix this for specific credentials, and he gives a bunch of examples here. We could potentially create a separate issue for each of the types that he's claiming are broken and then close this. How do folks want to handle it? I mean, if there are things that are incorrectly defined and we know where they're incorrectly defined, it's an actionable issue. We should either fix it or leave the issue marker open because it's still a real problem.
Yeah, this does seem like a pretty straightforward fix. I can do this for the ag schemas. Theoretically, I guess I'm not as familiar with the other schemas, and I don't want to step in any toes. Actually, yes, the ag schemas is probably enough of a task.
Yeah, I would not volunteer to do anything other than fix this issue in every schema that you specifically care about, and I would give the action item to Nis and Ben, you know, maybe take a look and see if that applies to us. If it does, let's track it separately in a more specific way.
Sure. Were you saying something about starting a different issue for different companies and groups of schemas? Or I can just use this issue.
You can use this issue, but I think this issue needs to be closed at some point, and
okay,
it would be nice to sort of create separate issues and then close this one and then have each of those smaller issues actually be closable.
I might suggest putting in something of a checklist here,
yeah,
of the things to be done. And then once, whatever they are, whether they're opening 12 new issues or one new issue or whatever, when all the checkboxes that are here are checked off, then this can be closed.
Yeah, I agree.
Nice. Okay, yeah, I can make an issue for ag.
So I created a task list at the top. So Russell creates an issue for agriculture, and Ben and Nis create an issue for steel. And once these separate issues have been created, then this issue is complete. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
I'm specifically talking about, it looks like GitHub allows the maintainers to create a task list. So that seems like something we should take advantage of.
Yeah, that's a nice new thing. I might suggest instead of the human names there to use their GitHub tags.
It didn't come up with, that was my thinking too. It didn't come up with the suggestion, but I can try to fix that. So take a second.
Name. That might be better out of band, but yeah.
Okay. I at least fix it for Russell, but I don't think it, oh, it does highlight and link it. Okay. Okay. But anyways, yeah. That's it for that issue, and then we can fix the other two. So next issue is 826. This is from Vlad again. Current choice of delimiter is hash. However, it's not appropriate in large semantic collections like traceability. Slash is better. Transient slash air. Oh, so follow the good data patterns book, traceability slash transport mode slash air. So this is saying don't use fragments effectively. I'm just going to express a little bit of frustration with Vlad in the fix all the things issues.
Yeah, I think that's an ongoing frustration across the board. It's not to say that his issues are not inaccurate. They're just huge.
Yeah.
And it might be, I mean, he's not going to come back really to these.
Yeah. I think these are the kinds of things where best case scenario, we do a checklist, we split them up, we close them, you know, get them into smaller pieces that could be addressed by people who are regularly attending and opening pull requests.
I think it's also reasonable, although you know, he may complain about it at some point, to say in all of them, this is too big to be actionable. You're correct that it's a problem, but we can't parse it well enough.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that as well.
And instead of closing them as completed, close them as won't fix or whatever, so that it's clear we didn't touch it. It might also be worthwhile throwing in some labels like, I don't know, help wanted or whatever else is relevant.
Yeah, better labels is a thing. We could definitely do better labeling.
Yeah, I think what the gap that I'm kind of identifying right now is like needs to be broken down label in terms of like when is the correct time to create the checklist, because you know that seems like something we're not going to do out of band, so it might be a good idea to if it takes time, is it better to just do less issues and more checklists on these calls? Or, let's see, I'm pulling up traceability context. So if we pull up the traceability context, should we just ask in the thread of, hey Vlad, can you create a list of suggestions. I asked on the thread to say, is this a blanket copy replace for all of the instances from hash to slash, or is it selective? And I think the path forward will be different depending on the answer there.
Sounds good.
All right. See, this is from Night Pro Rock. Next one is 8:32.
And a great time, Ben.
Yay, we're at time. Okay. not that I don't like hosting or anything, all right, let's go ahead and wrap it up here. I think it might be a good idea just to, if there are, my takeaway from this call is if there are issues without checklists, then we should stay on that issue until we have a checklist and just keep crunching through them potentially.
Okay.
Other than that, thanks for attending the call. I guess I need to, Chris, for confirmation, are you going to post the minutes?
Yeah, I can post some minutes if you make sure everyone gets booted and cancel recording. We should be good to go.
Okay. Let's see. I think I can stop recording.